Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Southern Delaware Chorale returns to the stage later this month with a concert that deals with two very different regal themes, the crowned heads of Europe and some rock and roll royalty. It's called Kings and Queen, featuring Mozart's Coronation Mass. That's the King's part. And the music of Freddie Mercury. That's the Queen part. On this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny learns more about this out-of-the-box concept and the musical threads connecting Mozart and Mercury with Southern Delaware Chorale co-director Joseph Shortall.
So first, tell me a little bit about the chorale and its history, because your origin story ties directly into one of the most famous choral pieces in music, one of my favorite pieces.
Absolutely. So the Southern Delaware Chorale was started 40 years ago as really an opportunity for community members to make music with one another. And Beth Holkhauser was in the area and said, we really need a choral ensemble, and loved the piece, Handel's Messiah. And she said, well, let's put a pickup group together of Handel's Messiah. And that's how the group started. And this idea of community has continued on for the past 40 years. And we have approximately, depending on season, 50 to 90 members in the ensemble each year for our Messiah performance. This past December, we had close to 90. And right now, for our upcoming concerts, we're in the 75 to 80 range. So really, really strong community membership. No auditions are required. It's really just a group of singers that just love to be with one another.
The chorale started with a famous piece of music, and now you're dealing with another pretty famous piece of choral music on this concert. Tell me about the concert, and this is kind of a different approach to Mozart.
Yeah, definitely. So our upcoming concert is called Kings and Queens, and it is a combination of the Mozart Coronation Mass meets Freddie Mercury. And you look at it and you're saying, wow, what's going on here? What crazy person came up with that? And that would be me. And I got this idea really attending a couple Baltimore Symphony Orchestra concerts and seeing all these fusion concerts and saying, well, if the orchestra can do it, why can't a chorus do it as well? So what's going to happen is we're taking the whole mass structure. So you're thinking the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, all six parts of the mass. And then in between certain mass things, there's going to be a Freddie Mercury song. So things that are going to make an appearance, Under Pressure, Somebody to Love, and of course, Bohemian Rhapsody. And then sometimes to help weave the things together, there's going to be a couple musical interludes with some string players, and thinking of it almost like a la Bridgerton, like pop song meets classical music to kind of weave the two things together.
And just to go really deep into the music history weeds for a moment, this is kind of a, in a sense, everything old is new again, because the six parts of the Mass Ordinary, a lot of composers would put other music in between those big parts. So you're dealing with some more contemporary music, but also kind of a well-established tradition, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when we're looking at the Mass parts, you know, there's other things that are happening in the service. And so, while this is definitely sacred meets secular type of things, there is a standard for this. And really, as opposed to driving home maybe in music history, where there would be similarities of what's happening during the church cycle, you know, well, whatever's happening that way, what we're doing is we're saying, like, listen, Mozart and Freddie Mercury really pushed the extremes of music during their lifetimes. We're looking at their similarities and how they were innovators for music, and how we can draw on those similarities, the highly dramatic music of Mozart and Freddie Mercury, and trying to draw on those similarities throughout the concert.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because one thing that does unite these two composers is the way that they pushed the boundaries of the music they were working in at the time. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about that and maybe give an example or two.
Thorpe. So both of them were very gifted and talented musicians from a very early age, kind of thinking, you know, prodigal, like just able to make melodies from an early age. You know, Mozart, we think of him writing music as early as 5, 9, 11 years old. But as far as their actual compositions, both of them are really trying to push the vocal boundaries as to what might be possible. So Mozart really will have big leaping lines for their sopranos. And that's kind of something that's unique to him. Also very contrasting as far as dynamic level. So going quite low dynamic wise, and then bring it quite loud throughout. And then Freddie Mercury is also doing something very similar as well. He's pretty iconic for having these massively long, massively huge range. And, you know, for the normal singer, you're like, I can't do that, right? I can't sing what he's doing. And so similarly, when you're looking at like Mozart arias, he's also doing that with sopranos and having these long, luscious lines. And so they have these similarities that create them to be iconic, just kind of doing it in different ways. And then they're also taking different styles of music and trying to incorporate them into their pieces as well. So, you know, you think Bohemian Rhapsody for Freddie Mercury, there's a variety of styles, and there's even operas kind of represented in this multi-movement piece. You know, it's kind of sectioned out to show different styles throughout that work. And then Mozart's doing the same thing. He's taking influences from throughout Europe and trying to create some unique pieces as well. So both composers are really trying to push the limits.
A lot of similarities between the two, but I wonder for the singers, is it difficult to switch styles smoothly?
Yes. So pretty much my rehearsal is always, let's do some Mozart, let's do some Queen, let's do some Mozart, let's do some Queen. Because you're absolutely right. The styles are different. And essentially, you have to kind of have a moment where you just kind of flip a switch and then flip it right back. And you know, the goal is that we are going to try and make the Mozart sound Mozart. And we're going to try and make the Queen sound as Queen as possible and try and make sure that we can flip that switch. So throughout our rehearsal process, it's very much been like, well, what does this sound like? This past week, I was explaining to the ensemble, like, this can't be a full, like, as we're singing, like, this portion in the music can't be a full voice type of moment. We have to think of it more like this. And then as soon as we get to this part in the Mozart, we have to change again. So absolutely, it's difficult to navigate, but I think it's really cool, and it's going to be quite engaging to see the differences between the two styles throughout.
One of the things that we've talked about in the classical music world for years, for decades, probably for generations, is how to maintain and increase our audiences. There's a lot of concern about audiences sort of withering away. Are fusion concerts like this part of the pathway forward, do you think?
Well, we're certainly trying. I mean, that is definitely something that we're thinking about. I look at this as an opportunity to hopefully draw connections for communities that may not have originally seen a connection. Like I said on the onset is, you know, you look at this concert and you're like, Queen, Mozart, they're not typically on the same concert, let alone kind of intertwined together throughout the concert. And I think that for so many people, even my own chorale members, I've had some that are like, listen, I really don't like Queen that much. And, or listen, Mozart's kind of boring to me, right? I've had both of those, right? And so I think the goal is to try and say, that's okay. Like, we can still create a different type of artistic moment. So thinking about having a more of a musical moment, taking two different styles and trying to weave them together with the hope of possibly getting a bigger audience, possibly, you know, letting people see Mozart in a different light, letting people see Freddie Mercury in a different light. And with the idea that maybe this will be the first time that people have ever heard somebody by Mozart, and hope maybe get a few more Mozart lovers out there.
As we talked about a moment ago, Mozart was known for being willing to think outside the box, to sort of subvert the fashionable musical paradigms of the time. What do you think Mozart would have thought of Freddie Mercury?
Ooh, you know, that's a great question. I feel like they both individuals really like to paint outside the box. They both really like to go outside the norms. So I feel like, you know, they might not have been the best of friends, but I think that he might have respected the uniqueness, the individuality that they brought, and the expertise that they each bring to music. So I think that they might not have been the best of friends, but I think that there would have been a mutual respect.
What do you hope audiences will take away from seeing this concert?
You know, I think it's two things. You can find great music in so many different genres and be willing to try and see concerts from any type of arts organization throughout the region. You know, even if you're like, that's not my favorite genre or whatever they're performing, go hear it, right? That's the first thing, is that there's great music in so many different genres. Second is that the arts are really alive and well in Sussex County. And I think it's really cool that you can get some really cool classical music in Sussex County. And then the third thing is really some great community music making. That's really the heart of this ensemble. And I think that Sarah, who's the other director, and I really try and bring this community based. And I hope that is portrayed in our concerts, that really the singers that are up there love to be up there. And we are trying to consistently just make quality music, but also share the joy that they have for singing with the audience.
Well, Joseph Shortall, thank you so much. Best of luck with this concert.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Southern Delaware Chorale co-director Joseph Shortall for joining Howard Martin Matheny on this edition of Arts Playlist. The Southern Delaware Chorale presents Kings and Queen on April 26th at the Epworth United Methodist Church in Rehoboth Beach. More information on the performance is available at southerndelawarechorale.org. And we wrap up the green next with Enlighten Me, where we get some tips for backyard gardening as spring arrives in the first state. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.